Scamp and Slide with our own new restaurant playset. It has two sides so you can pretend to be the customer or create a culinary masterpiece as the chef. Get the new restaurant playset and serve up the fun. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. It's that time of year again when gift lists are long and to-do lists are even longer. We're all busier than ever. Finding the perfect gift for your child or grandchild can be overwhelming. There's so much out there to choose from. You want something that's fun but also keeps kids engaged beyond the holiday season. We have the perfect gift for every child on your list. Little Passports is the fun and educational activity kit subscription for kids that sparks curiosity and inspires lifelong learning. A subscription to Little Passports is usually $24.95 a month, but call or go online now with promo code GIFT30 and you can get Little Passports for as low as $17.46 a month. That's a 30% savings. Order today and we guarantee delivery of the first gift in time for the holidays. This special 30% savings offer is only available for a limited time. Order Little Passports today and inspire your loved ones to discover the wonders of the world we share. Bible Stories for Kids Part 2. The flood to the deliverance from Egypt. Only 8 people survived the flood, but in time they increased to number many thousands. Then, 352 years after the flood, Abraham was born. We learn how God kept his promise by giving Abraham a son named Isaac. Then, of Isaac's 2 sons, Jacob was chosen by God. Jacob had a big family of 12 sons and some daughters. Jacob's 10 sons hated their younger brother Joseph and sold him into slavery in Egypt. Later, Joseph became an important ruler of Egypt. When a bad famine came, Joseph tested his brothers to see whether they had a change of heart. Finally, Jacob's whole family, the Israelites, moved to Egypt. This happened 290 years after Abraham was born. For the next 215 years, the Israelites lived in Egypt. After Joseph died, they became slaves there. In time, Moses was born, and God used him to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. In all, 857 years of history are covered in Part 2. Bible Story for Kids, Story Number 23, Pharaoh's Dreams. Now 2 years have passed and Joseph is still in prison. The cupbearer has not remembered him. Then one night Pharaoh has 2 very special dreams and he wonders what they mean. All right. The next morning, Pharaoh calls his wise men and tells them the things that he has dreamed. Now, these wise men are usually men who are known to decipher dreams and signs and wonders. Now, these wise men, as they call them, they're stumped. They're not able to tell him what the meaning of his dreams mean. Then in his presence, the cupbearer, finally remembers Joseph, so he didn't intentionally forget Joseph. He forgot. He was so happy to get out of prison. He just forgot. So he says to Pharaoh, "When I was in prison, there was a man there who could tell the meaning of dreams. And once he told him that and told him who he was, Joseph, Pharaoh brought him out of prison right away." Now Pharaoh tells Joseph his dreams, and this is what he dreamed. "I saw 7 fat, beautiful cows. Then I saw 7 very thin and bony cows, and the thin ones ate up the fat cows." Then he goes on to say, "In my second dream, I saw 7 heads of full ripe grain growing on 1 stalk. Then I saw 7 thin, dried out heads of grain, and the thin heads of grain began to swallow up the 7 good heads of grain." So Joseph says to Pharaoh as he thinks, the 2 dreams mean the same thing. The 7 fat cows and the 7 full heads of grain mean 7 years. And the 7 thin cows and the 7 thin heads of grain mean 7 more years. Okay? There will be 7 years when a lot of food will grow in Egypt. Then there will be 7 more years when there will be very little food, and little food will grow. Okay, so Joseph tells Pharaoh also this: "Choose a wise man and put him in charge of collecting food during the 7 good years. Then the people will not starve during the following 7 bad years, when very little food will grow." Pretty smart, huh? Now Pharaoh, he likes the ideal as well, and he chooses Joseph to collect the food. He's going to be the wise man and store it up. Then it becomes known, next to Pharaoh, Joseph becomes the most important man in Egypt. Okay? So 8 years later, during the famine, Joseph sees some men coming. And do you know who they are? Can you guess? Well, they are his 10 older brothers. Their father Jacob has sent them to Egypt because they were running out of food back home in Canaan. Now, Joseph recognizes his brothers right away. But guess what, guys? They do not recognize him. And do you know why? Can you guess? It's because Joseph has grown older, and he is dressed in very different kind of clothes. So there's a definite difference between the common people, as you would say, in certain areas, and the Egyptians. They dress very differently, and their lifestyle is very different. So anyway, Joseph remembers that when he was a boy, he dreamed about his brothers coming to bow down to him. And do you remember reading about that when we read that story, that account? So Joseph can see that it is God who has sent him down to Egypt, and for a good reason. And what do you think Joseph does? Well, in the following story, you'll have to tune in, story 24, Joseph tests his brothers. We will find out. So I'll see you then. A prayer for my children's protection, courtesy of crosswalk.com. Heavenly Father, I pray your emotional, physical, and spiritual protection over my children. Keep evil far from them and help them to trust you as their refuge and strength. I pray you will guard my children's minds from harmful instruction and grant them discernment to recognize truth. I pray you will make them strong and courageous in the presence of danger, recognizing that you have overcome and will set right all injustices and wrongs one day. Help them to find rest in your shadow as they live in the spiritual shelter you provide for them. Let our children know that the only safe place in your Son, Jesus, and that your home on earth is only temporary. In Jesus' name, amen. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April Podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.